help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Claudia Fine. She's the president of the National Association of Geriatric Care Managers, and she's also the chief professional officer at Senior Bridge Family, which is a national home care and geriatric care company, care management company. And she's worked in the field of aging for over 20 years, and she's going to explain the role of a geriatric care manager who can be so helpful to families who live far away from loved ones who need care. So stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this really important information. And we'll be right back with Claudia Fine.
Torrey Pines Gliderport invites you to experience world-famous coastal soaring. Our full-service facility will professionally handle all your paragliding and hang gliding needs. With an entire line of flight gear, reserve chutes, harnesses, helmets, and accessories, the Gliderport is your one-stop shop. We proudly offer a full line of flight experiences, including tandem flights, tours, and skill enhancement and instructor clinics. Torrey Pines Gliderport is the U.S. importer for Paratech, Independence, Advanced Paragliders, Crispy Flight Boots, Austria Alpina Carabiners, Fly Mike Flight Suits, and Center of Gravity Flightwear. The Torrey Pines Gliderport hosts world-class soaring for sailplanes, hang gliders, paragliders, and radio control gliders. We welcome you to drop by and enjoy the Cliffhanger Cafe and our panoramic ocean views. Hello, I'm Lee Mirabal, Director of Programming and Sales here at WS Radio. I want to thank you for listening and fill you in on a few important facts. We've just reached our 1 millionth listener and now broadcast 37 unique shows. If you have an idea for a show, we'd like to hear from you. Our weekly lineup is booked, but we do have nights and weekends available. Click the Host Wanted banner on the WS Radio homepage for more information. If you want to increase sales of a product or service, there are some powerful reasons to consider advertising with WS Radio. First, unlike traditional radio, our audiences are highly targeted, online, and ready to order, and we guarantee the number of listeners that will hear your commercial. Bottom line, advertising on WS Radio works. For a limited time, there are some very attractive, low-cost offers for first-time advertisers. Find out more by clicking on the Advertise link on the top of our homepage. Again, we thank you for listening to WS Radio.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Welcome back. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage and your host for Coping with Caregiving. And now we're going to be speaking with Claudia Fine. She's the president of the National Association of Professional Geriatric Care Managers. She's highly credentialed, and she is the chief professional officer of Senior Bridge Family Companies. It's a national elder care company that has developed a unique model of care, elder care, by offering both home care and care management services. Their website is www.caremanager.org. Welcome, Claudia.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm great. So tell everyone, what is geriatric care management? If you've never been involved in caregiving before, you have no idea what that is.
Okay. Well, a care manager is essentially a helping person, and what I say to a lot of my clients is that it's really good old-fashioned case management. Started back at the turn of the century with taking care of, you know, poor people, sick people, but as the population has changed, there's the need to sort of organize services and be there for older people and their families as well. Care managers come from a variety of fields, but mostly started out as social workers and nurses and psychologists, some gerontologists.
Is a care manager the same as a case manager? What's the difference?
Well, that's a good question, and it's, you know, always debated. I think that case management historically has been about basically efficiently finding solutions that are cost-effective. I think care management includes that, but it also really focuses on the individual needs of an older person and their family. And sometimes efficiency or cost effectiveness is not what the family wants. So that's the difference. It's a more consumer-driven, gentler form of case management, I would say.
Okay. You know, and I tell everybody, it's the way to go. If you're coming into caregiving for the first time, particularly if you're long distance from your loved ones, it will save you so much time and airfare going back and forth, trying to figure things out. If you just have a professional go in there in that community and evaluate the situation, tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
I think there's, you know, people are becoming more and more educated because more and more people are aging, and there are people like you who promote and educate the public. But when it's your family, your mother and your father, you're too close, even though you may be geographically at a distance. And it's important to go in to have somebody make a professional assessment.
I wish I'd known about it. You know, when I had to give up my career in Los Angeles and go to San Francisco, and I got trapped there for a year, and I didn't know anything about any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was relying on, you know, the social workers that I happened to run into to know how to direct me. And unfortunately, I ran into people that didn't direct me properly.
Mm-hmm.
And had I invested in a really good professional director, care manager could have come in, boy, what it would have saved me.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I can't say enough about your organization.
Well, thank you. I mean, I think it's a little bit like, what's the story about the, four blind men and the elephant? I think that that's the way services in healthcare are frequently delivered, and I think care management really addresses that problem.
Wait a minute, the four blind men and the elephant, what do you mean?
Well, the story goes that they're all basically looking at the elephant, one in different parts of the elephant, the tail and the legs and the ears, and they basically perceive different animal.
Oh, I see.
And so when, in fact, you go to the neurologist, and then you go to the pharmacist, and then you go to the podiatrist, and you go to the lawyer and the accountant, they're all looking at different aspects of the older person's needs.
What a great analogy.
And you do need someone to sort of put it all together, not to mention put together the needs of the adult children, the community, and come up with a plan that works.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to use your elephant trick.
Okay.
Why is there such a great need for geriatric care management services, do you think? It would just the growing population, what else can you say about it?
Well, I think that, clearly there's a need for all kinds of, elder care and elder-focused services. But I think care management is, the need is for it is increasing because people are living much more at a distance. The demands on families are tremendous. Both parents are working, they have children. The other thing that's interesting, I think that we usually think of the adult child caring for the older parents as someone in their 40s. But in fact, in my practice, that's young. A lot of the adult children are in their 60s and really wrestling with their own issues around aging.
Yeah.
And so they need to, they're looking not just to sort of care for their mother who's 90, but also at some advice for planning for themselves, which is really the way to go, because then you won't be caught in the same crisis that your parent was caught in.
Yes.
So there's that. The other thing is that services are so diverse and so confusing. Even with wonderful, government agencies and community-based services, how does somebody know what's right for, your mother?
Right.
What works for, your friend's mother may not work for your mother.
So that's why I tell everybody, if you have a care manager that works in that, county that you're living in, they're going to know all the services. Ask them how long they've worked there. If they've been there for a number of years, they know who the good services are, who the ones to stay away from. They're going to direct you and save you so much time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was going to comment on what you were saying there. I was so glad that my parents had me later in life, because I was still pretty relatively young to have to go through this. But my friends whose, parents had them when they were 19, 20, 21 years old, they're going to be in their, 65 years old, 70 years old, going through this with their 85, 90-year-old parents.
That's right.
So I'm like, oh, thank you, Mom and Dad, for waiting to have me. Of course, it did mess up my career pretty bad, but now I have a new one.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, tell us, how do you select a care manager? What do you look for? How can you, what do you ask them? What questions should people know? What credentials do you look for?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing is the care manager in some ways becomes your new best friend, or that's the way it should be. So the first thing is to talk to a care manager and find out if, you know, your personalities are going to mesh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very intimate, important function. The other thing is that you want to know, you know, how does that care manager work? Does the care manager work alone? And if you can, you know, it's a very personalized service, but when the care manager goes on vacation, who's going to cover? Is the care manager licensed in the profession that they're practicing in? Depending upon what state you're in, and you have a care manager social worker, for example, you would want to know that that care manager is a licensed social worker. Some care managers are practicing without a professional license, in which case you really want to know if they're professionally credentialed.
And what about asking, can I speak to five other families that you're managing, you know, their care? Can I get references? How about
certainly
that?
Certainly, you should get references. The other thing is that you could get references not just from families, but because families bring, you know, we all bring our own baggage to our assessment, but I think, you know, find out what physicians have worked with this care manager, what lawyers, what accountants, because you'll know how the care manager fits in the community.
Oh, good idea. And how can you help the older person accept the help? I mean, that was the biggest thing I went through with my dad. He wouldn't let anybody in the house. It was just horrible. So I couldn't get him, you know, and then when I finally did get him to talk to somebody, he'd be so sweet and lovely to their face, and then he wouldn't do anything they suggested.
Well, to begin with, trust the care manager. A good care manager should be able to see through that.
Yes.
The first thing that I tell my clients is, you know, you have to go slow, and you have to be respectful of the older person, even the older person who has some dementia. You need to understand that they're going through their own process as well, and so approach them in a respectful way. What I do is I, you know, rather than saying you need help, I frequently say, let's work on something together. You know, I'd like to consult with you.
It's so much in the tone and the words, isn't it?
Absolutely.
The body language.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes, you know, it's, what is the expression, don't just stand there, do something.
Mm-hmm.
I think with care management and helping an older person, sometimes it's don't just do something, stand there and wait and create that safety net around the older person.
Claudia, you have some great analogy. You got some great things to do here.
Oh, right.
I like that.
Good.
Yeah, don't just stand there, do something. Do something, stand there.
Right. The point being,
yes,
that, you know, we all
give them time.
Yeah, give it time, and unfortunately, sometimes you have to wait for the emergency.
Yes.
But there's lots that you can do while you're waiting. You can really research the resources that you're going to use. You can sort of make a small connection. Our company provides home care and care management, but frequently we have to wait to introduce home care, and it may be that the care manager's role is just to establish a trusting relationship,
mm-hmm,
with the older adult, someone that the older adult allows to call every day, someone who, you know, the older adult will, you know, let them bring some groceries in.
Mm-hmm.
They may not allow somebody who looks and feels like a caregiver in, but they may allow someone who looks like their daughter or their granddaughter in.
Yes.
And so you're putting all of your ducks in a row here and waiting until the older person is willing to accept help.
And I say, you know, get your family together, and, you know, you just got to start planting the seed, and gradually, you know, it's not that we want to take away your rights and your freedoms, and we want you to be safe. We just want to make sure you're okay, and,
mm-hmm,
you know, just a kind of a gradual, and I say that just about any change you're trying to make with an elder. I mean, we all hate change, but for many seniors, any kind of change is so frightening.
Well,
and they're afraid they're going to be put away and all this stuff, so they just want anybody to know that they're not able to do a lot of things. Too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, what I think, you know, we all have to remember is that aging people, the old, you know, we go through lots of changes. I mean, my life changes much faster now at my age than it did when I was a kid. Summer used to take forever. When you get to, like, 70 and 80 years old, you know, the day goes fast, the year goes fast, and it's frightening.
Yeah.
And so change is very fearful.
Yes.
And so that's something that, you know, families need to understand. Moving slowly is very, very important.
So then how do you know when that person can no longer live independently? At what point? You usually get the call, I bet, when it's a crisis. And they've almost done this or that or burned the house down or some horrible thing has almost happened. Now you get, isn't that most of the time you get the call at that point?
Well, I think, I'm happy to say that less and less in crisis. We get crises, whatever it is, when people are coming out of hospitals. But families are becoming much more educated. So sometimes we are getting, you know, calls anticipating the crisis.
Good.
But during the, you know, when there's a crisis, you still don't need to, you know, intervene in a dramatic way. Less is more.
Good.
So let's say someone has just, you know, burnt a pot, or they have gotten lost and been brought home by, you know, the police. What do we do now? In the latter situation, you might want to get some kind of identification bracelet. Many of the communities have these bracelets that are linked to the police department, they're on computer systems where the person can still have some autonomy, but if they get lost, they'll be found.
Right.
You know, you could have, you know, meals brought in, rather than basically saying you can't live alone and you can't cook at all anymore. You could have someone come in and cook with the older person. I do believe that, you know, take steps one at a time.
So get the geriatric care manager involved early on so
right.
they can monitor the progress as things go and can point out things to you of what you're going to need, what to expect, how to get prepared for what's coming, and then when you plant and seed. So that person gets used to that care manager being around.
Right.
And so that when it really does come the time, they may listen to that person more.
What's key about care management is relationship.
Yes.
That's what's different than the information and referral sources that are very helpful to people who are going to do it all themselves. But you really want to establish a relationship with somebody perhaps that doesn't have the baggage that the daughter or the spouse has with the older person, who can then start through that relationship introducing helpful services the older person can accept.
Right. And I say, you know, drop by with some cookies, you know, how you doing? Oh, you know, would you like to come down? It's mm-hmm. developing, like you say, it's a relationship with that person. You know, we've only got 30 seconds left. Anything
okay.
you really would like to tell everyone?
Well, I just think that people really need to think about planning ahead, not just for their parents, but for themselves as well. And see this as something that is part of the life cycle now. We are all getting older, and hopefully we'll all be living longer, so we all need to deal with these issues.
And I want to make sure we give out your website. It's caremanager.org. Great
right.
website.
Right.
Wonderful organization. Please go on there and see if you can help motivate.
Well, they can find
yes,
a care manager throughout the country care, there.
Through you, yes, through
yes.
the whole country. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to
okay.
you soon. Bye-bye
Take
now.
Care. Bye.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and then we're going to be coming back with Shirley Green, and she's going to talk about organizing all of our medical records, because that is a mess, isn't it, when we're going through caregiving? So stay tuned.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Today I counted cracks in the driveway. I ate dirt.
I cleaned my ears.
I spun around in circles until I fell down.
I took two naps.
I had a staring contest with my dog. He blinked first.
Need more excitement in your life?
Today I can't remember.
Then check out Legoland, where you can have a lot more than just fun. It's where kids get their hands on more things and wrap their minds around more things than in any other park. There are kid-powered rides and shows and coasters and more. So you can let today be like any other day.
I sat in a meeting with my mom.
Or you can make today special at Legoland. After all, isn't it time your kid walked out of a theme park with more than just a t-shirt?